U.S. woman demands $50,000 in citizenship from Pakistan after failed online romance. By Christian K. Caruso on February 3, 2025. An American woman identified as 33-year-old Wanija Andrew Robinson made headlines in Karachi, Pakistan, this weekend by demanding the South Asian nation grant her Pakistani citizenship and $50,000 after a failed online relationship with a 19-year-old man. Pakistani news outlets reported that Robinson traveled to Karachi in October 2024 to meet and marry Nidal Ahmed Memon, a 19-year-old Pakistani man whom she reportedly met online. Upon her arrival to Karachi, Memon reportedly rejected Robinson, claiming his family opposed it. As a result, Memon cut off contact with Robinson and left her stranded in Karachi. According to the Express Tribune, Robinson visited Memon's home in Karachi's Garden District, but the family had vacated the residence. The teen's whereabouts are unknown at the time of this writing. Robinson was reportedly scheduled to return to the United States in January but overstayed her visa and staged a sit-in protest outside the Memon residence, sheltering herself in the building's parking area. Her presence drew the attention of residents and passers-by. Robinson began demanding that the Pakistani government grant her citizenship as well as a weekly allowance of $5,000. Robinson then raised her monetary demands over the weekend to $50,000 on the grounds that she allegedly plans to use the money to fix up the apartment building where Memon's family resides. If that 19-year-old guy from Garden can hear me. If you called her here, then marry her, Pakistani social worker Zafar Abbas told Arab News Pakistan. What is this excuse that my mother or father won't allow it? Wasn't this lady with you for 3 to 4 months? Where was she when she was in Karachi since October? Marry her, brother, he continued. According to Arab News Pakistan, Robinson received marriage proposals from local Pakistani men, some of whom have claimed to provide her the requested $5,000, while others have demanded $50,000 from Robinson in exchange for the marriage. The unusual situation prompted local police to formally request the aid of Pakistan's federal government for the medical and psychological assistance of Robinson as well as expedited deportation proceedings. Sindh Province Governor Kamran Khan Tesari intervened to grant an extension on Robinson's expired visa and help arrange her return to the United States, but Robinson reportedly refused to cooperate. Police officials reported that, during their interactions with Robinson, it became evident that she required urgent psychological assistance. Robinson also reportedly refused aid from 2 U.S. consulate staff members, who unsuccessfully attempted to convince her to return to the United States. The staffers told media that they could not force her to leave Pakistan if she refused. A non-governmental organization reportedly reached out to Robinson and offered her a return ticket to the United States and financial support, but she instead chose to remain in Pakistan. Robinson was reportedly admitted to the psychiatric ward of Jinnah Hospital over the weekend and placed under the protection of local police officers. According to remarks by a hospital spokesperson on Sunday, Robinson underwent an MRI scan and further psychological assessments. The final determination of her mental health condition will be made based on these reports, the spokesperson said. A man who identified himself as Jeremiah Andrew Robinson, the woman's son, spoke to local outlets this weekend and asserted that Wanija Andrew Robinson suffers from mental disorders. He reportedly presented a birth certificate and social security card to demonstrate his identity. The son asserted that the love story presented by his mother was false and that she was supposed to return within 2 weeks but never returned to the United States. He further explained that both he and his brother have made multiple efforts to convince their mother to return, going as far as to purchase a return ticket, to no avail. Her and Nidal knew each other, like before she went to Pakistan. She was only supposed to go to Pakistan to meet him and his family on just a vacation, the son reportedly said. When it was time for her to come back after the 2 weeks, I was trying to convince her to come back. She refused, he continued. Then Nidal did not deter and she was supposed to return back on January 15, when Nidal had booked her ticket. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.